B'chayris Perkei Mishnah Vav. The next Mishnah, even though it's a hemshech of the dinim of passing off basar b'chor that was not huter and it's sold to other kehanim, it's shayach to b'chayris, but it's also very much a chosh mishpadin in the halachas of mekach tois. And the place where this issue is discussed is in chosh mishpat simer reish lamedaled. So let's learn the pratim of the Mishnah. Shaychiris ha-b'chor u'mechoroi. If somebody shechts a b'chor illegally, u'mechoroi, he sells the meat, and be'etzim was osim ha'no. V'noida sheloi hero. It was done illegally, be'etzim he didn't show it to a mumcha. So it wasn't allowed to be eaten. The halacha is ma'asha ochlu ochlu. The meat was sold to a customer. Again, it can be sold to Yisrael because the basar of Psula Mekdashim, according to Basil, is not also to eat. It has to be given to the Kohen, but it's not also to eat. The Kohen could sell it. Whatever the customer who bought it ate, he ate. However, even though he ate it already and it can't be returned to the seller, and usually the principle of Mekach Tois is that if a person buys a car, and the car is a lemon, and he wants to return it, and he's allowed to, because he says, that wasn't my das to buy a car with this type of mum, he returns the car, and with that he gets back his money. But if the lekech doesn't return the chefetz, which is faulty, there's no taina mekach tois to keep the chefetz, and to get your money back. Over here they made a knas, the moicher, because he's guilty of an averi chamura, of passing off the meat. So over here they gave him a knas, and he has to return the money even on what was eaten. That's what the Mishnah says. Masha ochle ochle be'etzim the din, if he can't return the meat, there shouldn't be a taina mekach tois. Umasha le ochlu abosu yikover. And what he didn't eat, that means on whatever's there, abosu yikover, it's also bahano. And the money has to be paid back. So really, the v'huyachzalam sadam, that is a taina mekach tois, over here is on both. Except for the fact that one is me'ikra din, one is a knas. The aloch is that if a person buys tray for food, that means it was sold to him as kosher, and rachman al-Litzlan, there's been stories over the years, it was sold as kosher meat, it was passed off as kosher for the price of kosher meat, l'maisa was treif. Whatever is still be'en, whatever still exists, could be given back. And the moicher is, of course, mechuyev to give back the money. Whatever was eaten, generally speaking, there should be a din mekach tois. So that part is the safer. That whatever is still be'en, habosi yikov, and of course he get back his money. The ratio is the chiddush yachzalam sadom. So here we have to point out that the distinction that we just made is not true in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamadal, it says that even if the lekech ate, Rachman Tzlan, the non-kosher meat, the halacha is he could still go back and get his money. However, there's one very important caveat, and that is that it's only if it's an Issa Deraisa, not an Issa Derabonon. An Issa Deraisa, if the meat was mamish treif, then he could go back and he get his money. If it was an Issa Derabonon, the marshal, if Rachman Tzlan, Nevelis or treifus was passed off as kosher meat, he could get his money back. If it's only chicken that wasn't salted, bepashtus mroivi the rishonim hold that basar, I'm sorry, that dam that's in his bashel is only osim drabon, he would not be able to get his money back after he ate it. If the food was still existing, it was in his freezer, he could go back and about he could give it back. He doesn't want to eat it. However, if it was eaten already, then he can't get it back. And we have to explain that chiluk. Suffice it to say, we're talking over here bepashtus on osim drabonon. On an Issa D'Rabbanan, the halacha should be that whatever he ate, there's any machzor sadam. For that, we need the special knas by somebody who was loy hera l'mumcha because of the chshodas that we have in place. That's why he has to give back the money. What taka is the chilik between an Issa D'Rais and an Issa D'Rabbanan? The smas says something over there in Reish Lamdal. It's not 100% clear. Chacham were more makbid on an Issa D'Rais. The Nesiva says something over there which is famous and difficult at the same time. Nesiva says that the Issa Deraisa, the food is a Cheftza D'Yisura, and when a person eats meat which is a Cheticha D'Yisura, he's not called Nena. That means, Batsim is a Mekach Tois. Nobody wants to buy Trefa meat, Rachman Tzlan. It's Metamtim. Even if the person had a good supper, we don't say what you don't know doesn't hurt you. The Maisa, Rachman Tzlan, person ate Trefas. Says the Helig in Nesiva is that if a person ate Machol Sasur's D'Rabbonon, he He wasn't over on any issa because machol sasu is rabban. It's not a chetichid issa. It's not a cheftza of issa. It's just that Rachamim said, don't violate what we want. Let's say eating bosa oif b'cholov. He says that's not b'cheftza machol sasuris. It's just that there's an issa of violating divrei Chacham. He didn't violate because it was b'shegig. And the Nesiva says famously that if a person's over on the issa of derabbanan b'shegig, he doesn't have to do tshuva because the issa of derabbanan is like a loisosa not to violate divrei Chacham. He didn't. It wasn't his fault. This is in the Sivis. Many Achrenim argue, and they say, of course, by Issa Derabanan there is a Chafetz Issa, and then you have to explain what is the chiluk between Issa Derabanan and Issa Deraisa. Vin Nishvi, over here it's an Issa Derabanan, without the Knas, he should not be able to get his money back. Shteito, Knas Derabanan of Yachz Elohem Es Hadom. V'chein HaShoichid Es HaPoro U'mechoro. He shechts an animal. The noideshi trefa. Here we're going to where we discussed in Shulchan Aruch, mekachtos of an animal, not trefas. The noideshi trefa, mashaochlo achzu v'yachlam zadomim. And again, we said that this is only on an iser de raisa because the behema is a trefa. U'mashaloy achlu hen yachziru lo isaboso v'yachzalam zadomim. Whatever still exists, he has to give it back, and they have to give him back the money. So that's a mekach tois. Of course, you give it back, you get back your money. You ate it already. There's nothing to give back. You still get back your money. Like we said, there's no nene on the eating machol sasuris deraisa. It's only on machol sasuris derabanan. On that, by becheris, we have the extra chumah. There is what to speak out. And that is that maybe the reason why the chumrah over here exists, it's not just stam chumrah. Achrayim want a taina that Be'etzim when a person eats, Reuven was sold trefa meat by Shimon. So Be'etzim there was no mekach. Just because he can't give it back, Lamaise never bought trefa meat. No was. Lamaise he ate it, and Sachkot, food is only as valuable as the meal you eat. And Lamaise the lekech, Nebuch the lekech ate posa trefa, but Lamaise he ate it, so he was nene. Nene is only a mechayiv, avivat he was nene from the person who has a right to charge for Hano. The sale is null and void. What are you going to say? That Shimon the Lekech was Nene from Reuven. Shimon was Nene from Reuven. That's only if Reuven has what to be Mahana. If it's Yisuri Hano, Reuven's not allowed to have any benefit from it either. If Reuven's not allowed to be Mahana, so then Shimon doesn't have to pay for being Nene. So maybe what we'll say is by Bechor, they didn't only create an Isur Achila on the bus that was Nishkat. It says Yikover. Yikover means it's an Isser Hano. If it's an Isser Hano, then the Moicher cannot over here charge money even for food that was eaten, even though it's an Isser Darbon, but it's Isser Hano. If it's Isser Hano, he wouldn't have been able to get Hano from it. So Memela, he can't charge for it. That's the long or the short. The Mishnah finishes off, Micharu, Lenochim, Oyitilu, Liklovim. Let's say he sold the meat to Goyim, or he used it to feed his own animals. Yisham Wuloi, that means he sold it, Reuven sold it to Shimon. But the Shimon, the customer, sold it to a guy, or Shimon used it for animal food. So then he could pay him the Dmei HaTrefa. Since he didn't use it in a way that violated Yisur Achil, he didn't use it in a way that violated Yisur Hano. So he has to pay for the Hano that he has from it. What Hano does he have from it? He has Hano from whatever he has from it, from selling it to a guy. Obviously it's going to be less money. But al habanim, it's not for eating. For the eating, we don't look at him that he was nana. Masha enkin, legabi, selling it, passing it off to another guy, or giving it to an animal, there we see that he did have anon, then he'll have to pay him that amount of money. The poskim lemaaseh that deal with the issur of selling trefa meat, and these halachas of how much does he have to get when he makes money off meat that he bought that he thought was trefa, is in Yeridei Kuf Yutes. It discusses the halachas of doing merchandise, doing schayra with machol sasuris. And over there is a big discussion. Look at the Tes Yom Tov over here. That's where it starts. And it's the Paiskim over there in Kuf Yutes. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Yid sold to another guy, or he fed it to a klovim, and that's worth a lot less to him, because to a guy, you're never going to be able to sell meat for as expensive. So Mela, all he has to pay back, he had enough. And it wasn't achila where you could say he didn't have anah, because who wants to eat machol sasuris? Over here, lemaisi, he used it, and he had anah. He made it, he pocketed a pretty penny for selling all the meat that he got to a guy. But how much was his nene, however much he made, which was less. What would be if he would make more money? Others want a taina that that's his mazel that he was able to pass off the meat as kosher meat to a guy, and the guy paid more money for it. But how much was he actually nene? Only the domim of basa trefa, which is considerably less. Others taina know that since he made that amount of money, that's what he was nene. And mele yishalmu lo dmei trefa over him means the value as if it was kosher meat, which is what he got for it. That's how much he would have to pay to the to his meicher. And now we're starting Perek Shishi, Be'ez Hashem. The next few pachim are going to deal with the actual physical mitzius of different mumen. Till now we've discussed more mumen, bigger mumen, less mumen. We've discussed the klolim. We haven't really learned the problem. The klolim we already understand. That a bechor that becomes a bal mum kavua, you have to take it to a mumcha, the mumcha is matter, with that it becomes mutter. To be shechit chutz lazorim, that means it's not a carbon anymore, it's psul ha-mikdashim. It can be eaten with the limitations of whatever psul ha-mikdashim have, it's also because of avodah, etc. And legabi odom also, there's a pasha of mumen. In pashas emor, it says, the mumen of odom, the mumen of behema. A koyin is not allowed to be oivered in the mikdash with a mum. Again, by an animal, there's a mum kavua, which makes the animal no longer kodesh b'kdushas carbon. You paid it, and it's eaten as psul ha-mikdashim. A mum oiver is a psul on the maisa krova, but you can let it sit, it'll heal, and then you'll bring it. It's not mafkir the kedusha. By an odom, the kohen still really has the same kedusha. His avoida is nischalul if he does the avoida as a bal mum, but his kedusha still is the same kodesh. And Mela, there are jobs in the Mikdash, which we're not going to learn about now, that were given b'miyuchah, jobs that given to Kehanim, but it's not Avodah, so those jobs were given to Kehanim, Balei Mumin. And obviously a Kohen who is a Mum, who has a Mum She'ena Kavua, so he'll wait, it'll heal, and he'll go back and Yitz Hashem. Next year he'll come up with his Mishma to Yerushalayim, he'll do the Avodah. But now we're going to start the list. Al elu mumen shechten sabachor. These are the mumen with which one can shecht a bechor. That means if it's poka, the kedusha, it becomes psul ha-mikdashim. The klal over here is these are mumen kavuin, which will not heal, and it's also mum kavu b'mokum golui. A mum kavu b'mokum seisa has a different din that we'll see. These that are in this list are the mumen kavuin in a mokum golui. Nifkema ozne min aschus. And by the way, before we read the list, in the Torah and Parshas Emor, there are certain women which the Torah speaks out b'mefurish. Torah says, "Averes oishovo echorot ayabelas egorva yaleves lo sakrivo el Hashem v'isha lo titn lehem amiz ve'achat Hashem." This, then the Torah says, "V'shov v'ses haruah v'kolut nedavet hases on ned lo yirotze." This is the b'makar v'moch v'kosus v'nosuk v'korus lo yisakrim v'Hashem be'atzchem lo yisasu. Those are movement that you're not allowed to even make on another behemah. Then the Torah later on, this is by the way in Parshas Emor, Perek Chov Beis and Perek Chov Aleph has the movement that are legabe odom. Also, there's a list. There are other movement that are not mufurit in the Torah. But there's another pasuk in the Torah where the Torah says, "Kol mumro." This is already a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. So there's something else called up Sashem mumra that chacham have to be kaveh what they consider a mumra. That's a different avoida, but it's not mufurish in the pasuk. These that are over here luchera are listed in the pasuk. Nifkema ozne min aschus, there's a piece that's missing in the ear of the behemoth, in the earlobe. Avaloy min ho'or, some that's missing the earlobe, there's the skin part that hangs down from the earlobe, and then there's the ear itself, which is soft bone. The ozne min aschus is the bone part. The or is the soft, fatty part. That part grows back. The part that's ozim and aschus, the bone structure will not grow back. So that's a mum kavua. Nistaka, if the ear is cracked, aval bishaloichos, so even if something's not missing from it, but if it's cracked. Nikva, where it's pierced. Maloi kashino, even a very small hole. Kashin is a type of kitness. So it's Michael Behema, what this has to do with over here, but it's a type of hole that's mentioned. You have this in Tyrus also, in dealing with is a Havoras Tumah from place to place, is small holes. The small hole. So that's the shear over here. Oy sheyovsho, or the ear dried out, but even where it's like a brittle piece, it's not a. We see it as kamandinotl dami. Ezi yivesha, how dry and brittle is dry? Kol shetinoke ve'inametzi tipes dam. It's so dried out that there's no lachlukas of chius in the basar anymore. It's mamish missing chius. You can make a hole and no dam will come out. Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam Omer, yivesha shetehe nifroches. That it would crumble if pressure is applied to it. A person would take this piece of the ear and would rub it with it between his fingers, put pressure to it, it would crumble. That's called, that's not there anymore. Those are movement that are kavur.